How long did you spend researching this book, and how long did you spend in Miami?
Altogether, the book took 4 years. So I, and three of that was research. I made at least 10 trips, maybe a dozen, to Miami. I didn't stay any longer than 2 weeks at a time.
I noticed you often write about this sort of condition of being culturally misplaced. In this case, sort of right from the top, it's Edward T. Topping the Fourth, who is the, well, explain who Edward T. Topping the Fourth is.
Edward T. Topping the Fourth is originally the op-ed editor of a newspaper in Chicago. This is not really true, but there's a I dreamed up a Chicago newspaper syndicate called The Loop. The Loop has now by now bought the Miami Herald from and the El Nuevo Herald from McClatchy Company. He knows nothing about Miami. He's only concerned about getting his picture into the Yale alumni magazine because of this climb up in power. Doesn't want to get in any kind of fights with people in Miami because he knows that he's this outsider. And he said, "Do you know what's happening?" To himself, he says, "Everybody's going back to blood, back to blood, back to the bloodlines, back to the ethnic group, the national group, the racial group that they're part of." It's as if, religion is declining, particularly among educated people. That's the only thing to hold on to, is who your people are. But I also try to bring in class differences. I have these two young Cubans. One is a policeman, one is a nurse. They become conscious of how many fancy words they don't know. And whenever they hear a word that they don't understand, you'll see them break into somebody else's conversation and suddenly say, "Annuity? What's that supposed to be?"
I wondered if, did you choose Miami because there are so many opportunities for cultural displacement, or did you choose Miami as a setting and then find that out about this place?
I work a little backwards doing a novel. Well, in a way, I do it it's like journalism. You find a subject, which attracts you for whatever reason. In this case, immigration. And then you have to, your problem is to bring the subject alive, whether it's print or broadcast. And so I wait for the characters to walk in. I don't know what I'm going to find.